Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A new report suggests the thing that has the most negative impact on our mental health is money. With me now, Bankrate economic analyst Sarah Foster. Sarah, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
This was a YouGov survey for Bankrate. So what portion of Americans say that money negatively impacts their mental health?
Well, we're currently seeing that about 2 in 5 Americans are saying that money negatively impacts their mental health. And when we look across generations, gender, income, we tend to see that those who are most worried about money are those who are lower income, younger, and then women.
What does this worry about money do to them? What were the effects?
Well, what we found is that the Americans who say that money negatively impacts their mental health are worrying about paying for everyday expenses, about not having enough emergency savings, and not having enough discretionary spending money. But at the top of the list, they're actually most concerned about inflation. And even though we've seen inflation steadily decrease over the past year, we're finding that more Americans today are concerned about inflation than they were just last year. That might reflect some of the, you know, the elephant in the room here with people really fearing that tariffs could push prices up, including when you see many Americans speeding up those big ticket purchases, like rushing to buy cars before those tariffs are expected to take effect and impact how much they cost.
Sarah, when we look at other worries people have compared to money, what are some of the other things that keep them up at night?
When it comes to money, other Americans are concerned about being in debt. They're worried about paying for housing or even saving for a home. Less than about 1 in 4 Americans are worried about their job security and also about financial market volatility and investment losses. So it's really the whole financial picture. Really, it starts with being able to just get by on your day-to-day experience, but then thinking about the longer-term view. And of course, we find that many Americans who are more worried about money than are also more likely to say that they haven't saved for a goal or for invest in the stock market. So we can kind of see this relationship between their money worries and then their personal financial behaviors, too.
Let's talk more about that, about this impact of these worries on their money habits.
Yeah, so what we found is that paying a bill late, you know, over the past month, Americans who say that money negatively impacts their mental health were 3 times more likely than those who say that it doesn't impact their mental health to pay a bill late. I think this is kind of a stark reminder of how money worries can sometimes impact us and maybe even make the worries even worse, because if you have a history of those late payments, it might become more expensive or tougher for you to access credit, as an example. And that could just spiral into making you feel more worried about money in general. But we're also seeing that those Americans are also more likely to say that they're less likely to save for a future goal or invest in the stock market, too, meaning they might just be thinking about their day-to-day experiences and don't really have much time to think about the bigger picture.
That is Bankrate economic analyst Sarah Foster joining us this morning on KMOX. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.